Suppose in America tonight we were to enter some of the restricted places. Suppose we started in these places with a mixed crowd. How would they know who to discriminate against? Would it be because of class? Would it be because of money? No. It would be because of African blood, because of blackness. Because when they see black, they see in their mind an inferiority. They see someone who must be denied the good things of life. And this is what they call democracy. Their democracy. You must understand what this democracy is. And it's not a matter of being opposed to them because they're white. It's not because they're white. It's not because of the way they look. It is because of the way they act. And what is this action? It is an action of almost 400 years of terror, of lynching, of enslavement, of rape, of maiming, and of brutality against the people who have been taken into bondage, who have been raped from Africa, who have been taken to a new world to build a paradise that we cannot share in.
We had a kissing case that became notorious where two little black boys were kissed by a little white girl and were sent to a youth training center for indeterminate sentences, you know. And so he went around and spoke about those things. We told in our Crusader newsletter about the rising struggles in Africa and in South America and in Cuba. We began to win friends all over the country.
Meanwhile, the civil rights struggle intensified all over the South and spread to the North, growing in numbers, strength, and militancy. The example of Monroe in the early 1960s and the words of Robert Williams sent out a clarion call for the right to armed self-defense against racist violence. In the next few years, this call was taken up by other groups, such as the Deacons for Defense and Justice in Louisiana, who protected civil rights workers. In the later 1960s, the writings of Robert Williams, especially his book, Negroes with Guns, would have a major influence on the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in their struggles against police brutality. But even early on, as the Crusader newsletter began reaching more subscribers in the early 1960s, a support network grew.